Progressive Radio Network.
Bringing you The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z every Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And, of course, you can always listen in online anytime on the archives, and that's a real good thing to have in your saved information, so you can just listen anytime to all the wonderful shows right here on Progressive Radio Network. So I, as you know, travel around the country doing lectures at holistic health seminars at events, as well as speaking to so many of you in person. And we have lots of classes still coming up. We have the Naval Expo. The Naval Expo will be October 29th and 30th, and that will be on Long Island. But if you're listening to this show at another time, the Naval Expo has shows twice every year, so just go to navalexpo.com to find out when and where the next one is in your area. And we also have coming up at Gilberti's Organic Herb Farm a day where we go out, gather plants, and make medicine. And that is coming up on October 15th. And we also have a lecture at the Dowsers, and that will be in Freeport, Long Island. And we're going to be talking about dowsing for GMOs, genetically modified organisms in our food, how to find out more, how to attempt to avoid them. You can cut down, but it's pretty hard to not have any once you really find out how epidemic they are in our environment, unfortunately. But in any event, all of those are listed and all our up-and-coming events, regardless of when you listen to this show, are at naturalnurse.com under calendar, and you'll see an ongoing list of classes. We have CE credits for nurses, massage therapists, acupuncturists, registered dietitians, and other health professionals. We have three of those classes coming up this very week. And you can just keep up with all our activities and join in as you like. So in that realm of being at so many different conferences, I just got back, almost about moments ago, I just got back from the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine's conference, which was held this year in the absolutely beautiful and magical area of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I was very, very privileged to actually be a house guest of a major healer on our planet. And during our time together, I asked her if, in fact, she would come on Natural Alternatives to share her information with our audience today. So I am so happy to introduce Althea Gray, Human Potential Healer. Althea grew up with her Nicaraguan grandmother, who was a curandera, shamanic healer from Central and South America. Her grandmother gave her the genetic material to be a healer, and Althea continued her development by training with many of the top leaders in the field of spirituality, including Colette Baron-Reed, Tanya Gabriel, Tony Robbins, coaches, and Sarah Spiritual, to name only a few. Althea continues on her spiritual development and sharing with others, and she serves on the board of the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine and is a longstanding member of the American Society of Dowsers, and she has spoken at their national conventions. She also serves as an honorary counsel of Sri Lanka for 14 years. Althea is a certified California designer and a certified feng shui consultant, and she is the founder of the International School for Professional Healers, and she is the creator of the Gold Treatment, a healing treatment that increases light in the cells and subtle bodies. The long-term effects of this treatment can shift health and consciousness. Althea lectures all over the world and attends to private clients in person, internationally, as well as via phone. And her contact information is AltheaGray.com. And all of that is, of course, posted on our archives with links so that you can access it instantly. Thank you so much for joining us today, Althea.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you and all your listeners today. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, what do you mean by a human potential healer?
Well, I believe that a healer, a sacred commitment to a client, is to bring that client back to a place of wholeness and to a place of their own divine self. Because in actuality, all human beings, the question that I get most as a healer is, why am I here? And you're here to remember that you are a divine being. And I believe sincerely that a sick spirit leads to emotional sickness and physical sickness, and the type of mental chaos that people have. So if a healer is able to bring that person back to that a sense of being one with his divine self, that person is better able to heal and move forward in life.
Well, let's talk about your roots going back. You often referred during our discussions over the weekend, and also you have it on your website also, because you're honoring your grandmother as a Nicaraguan curandera.
Yes, my grandmother was a healer, and curanderas, or curanderos, those are the males, are the traditional medicine people of Central and South America. Pre-Western medicine. And across the globe, in India and Sri Lanka would be Ayurvedic medicine, in China, acupuncture and Chinese medicine. So all over the world, every country and culture had their own traditional medicines. And most traditional medicines include healing of the spirit of the person. And then from healing the spirit of the person, then they're better able to work on physical issues. So a curandera is a person who can pierce the veils and move from the spirit world to the physical world and go back and forth.
And it actually is still used today most indigenous communities and even within cities as a nurse. In places that actually are more conscious, they teach cross-cultural understanding to health professionals, like nurses and doctors and nurses' aides that are on staff, because very often those techniques are still used today within the communities, and they involve such things as herbal medicine, which is, of course, traditional medicine, but also a lot of spiritual techniques that look at what is going on with the spirit of that individual that is leading to illness and imbalance, and ancient techniques that have been used for centuries to help clear those interferences.
Yes, often in allopathic medicine, the physician is mostly looking at the disease and symptoms of what might describe the disease. And in traditional medicines, they look at what broke down in the person spiritually is there some other kind of attachments from the unseen world that may be affecting the mental state or the physical state of the person? And then they work on the body. So it's a little different approach. And in my humble opinion, it's probably a little more whole, dealing with the person in a whole manner, both body, mind, and spirit.
And they can be used together.
Yes.
There's no reason that one has to be more exclusive than another, although I certainly would suggest natural remedies first, as the first line of defense, and bringing in some of the more aggressive and dangerous, what I would call controversial therapies, afterwards, if necessary. And very often, once a clearing is done, we actually see what we might call true healing in an individual.
Well, interestingly enough, right here in New Mexico, at our University of New Mexico, in their medical school, there is a program on curandismo. And so medical students have an opportunity to look at medicine from another point of view. So, and the role of functional medicine practitioners, they are often now adding to their practice more remedies that include the body, the mind, and the spirit of the person. So we're very fortunate here that it's rather pioneering, I think, for our medical school to offer that.
Well, during the conference that you and I both attended, and you are an officer of the organization, which I think, you know, people really should look into, the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine, one of the people who came up on stage and presented was actually the town mayor of Santa Fe, which is a major city.
And he talked
and
about...
And he was totally aware. He himself is from an indigenous culture.
And he talked about his grandmother being a curandera, and that he was a recipient of these types of therapies as a child.
Yes. So, you know, it's more widespread than people might actually realize, and with good reason, because it still works. People really experience change if they go through a healing.
Yes, yes. And, again, when the spirit of the person is whole and comfortable, the body heals better.
Now, what kind of rites of passage did you go through and do you think is sort of a normal progression for someone to recognize that they, in fact, are a healer and actually can call themselves a healer?
Well, it depends on the person how difficult they are, but what's in common for all is a death of the self as we know it. And we all have a perception of self that is based on cultural tendencies or familial tendencies. They all sort of define us, including the things that we study in life. And we say we are this, we are that. But a healer normally has a stripping down of these identities, and you get to the core part of yourself. And a healer really is a spiritual practitioner, and you become one with your divine self. But in order to get there, there is a stripping down of these identities, things that you think you are. And for myself, they were pretty strenuous. And sometimes I thought, oh, my goodness, am I doing the right thing? But you have to persevere. And I often say to people, even Christ was challenged, he asked, as he was in the desert, God, why have you forsaken me? There's this sense of having no one around you, and where do you go? But it's where you go is within yourself. So most people who are true healers, they will say to you, you know, they had these experiences. Suddenly their life turned upside down, or certain things were taken away from them, or they had to go through intense psychological scrutiny. But there is some type of challenge, and I don't want to discourage people out there who want to be healers, but it is a rite of passage, because you are holding the spirit of a person, a very sacred part of the person. And so in a way, you have to be standing in a really truthful place, a spiritual place, to be able to do that.
So, well, I do want to encourage our listeners to visit your website at Althea, A-L-T-H-E-A, Gray, G-R-A-Y-E-Z, AltheaGray.com, because you have so much great information on there, such as the section about what is healing, where you actually give people so much of the background. This stuff is a huge amount of study and well worth it if you feel drawn to the healing arts. And, for instance, you have the subtle system chart on your website, divine creative energy as it's understood through the Vedantic tradition. And these are ancient, ancient knowledges. You didn't just come up with this. You studied for years to understand it and bring it into your healing.
Yes. It's interesting. I didn't start out deciding to become a healer. I actually have degrees in other things, but I was compelled, and I had special abilities as a child, and I just kept studying, even though I really had no intentions of becoming a healer. And then one day, everything was stripped away, and I had to say yes or no. And I said yes, and everything conspired to put me right in on my path. So that happens for the person who makes the commitment. It's a huge commitment, but it's one worthwhile, just as a person going into medicine or psychotherapy or, homeopathy. It's a commitment to a service to mankind. And if you can't be committed, then perhaps, you know, you would choose another path, something that has a little more flexibility in it. But most people who are healers are fascinated by it, and it's food for them, and they enjoy it. I actually haven't met a healer that didn't enjoy what they were doing.
Well, especially because in the end, you have so many reports of really helping people get through
Yes.
their challenges, whether they be spiritual challenges, emotional challenges, or physical challenges.
Yes, I have very good results, and I am a result-oriented person. I like to win. I like to win on behalf of my client, so I work very hard to get to the core, to the real reason the person is stuck in swimming up and down the same swimming pool, up and down. Maybe they have a different view of what the issue is, but they're stuck. So I like taking people out of that swimming pool and giving them space to explore more of who they are in life, and giving them other choices to awaken their spirit in life.
Well, how do people find you? Because when I was at your house, I could see, because I was in the midst of your personal space, that you are really very busy helping many people. They seem to be contacting you from all over the world. So how do they find you and decide that, you know, they need a healing or extra help along their path?
Well, believe it or not, my work, basically, I don't advertise. It's all word of mouth. And people refer people to me. And sometimes I wonder, oh, all the way in some other part of the world, how did they find me? But as I said, I'm a very much a result-oriented person, and I have one session that I do initially. It's called the First Great Session, and that session helps me understand where the person is with themselves in present time, and it really reveals the truth of the matter. And from there, I'm able to go to other things that help clean the person up on a spiritual, subtle level, so that they can heal. Sometimes imprints, people are compelled by imprints from ancestral stories, past life, or spirit loss due to trauma or damaged subtle bodies. And so they're broken on levels that people don't see or even address. And you have to really clean that up so the person can actually begin the healing process. So that's my approach, and people respond well to that.
Well, you mentioned some things about not really being within the physical. So here we're talking about something which is really well developed as a concept throughout history, although seems to be ignored, particularly in Western medicine, and that would be the unseen world. And I like the way you put it, whether we like it or not.
Well, I don't want to. I believe that all healers should have this knowledge of the unseen world. And what am I talking about? I am talking about the invasion in your subtle space by, they could be dead people that haven't moved on, or entities, or even clutter or particles from space that is actually invading your subtle space, and negative intentions of others that actually thought forms do create, and they do actually impact the person. So I have created an incredible chart that analyzes what's impacting the person, and a very clean methodology to remove it. And it's actually, my methodology is 100%. I can actually brag about that. You know, all healers should know this, because they could be working and working with a person, wondering why they still have so much anxiety, why they're not sleeping, or why they're not moving forward as quickly as they would like. And sometimes it's this other type of interference. So again, people who are curanderas, traditional systems all acknowledge that there is this type of kind of interference in a person's peace of mind, or in their ability to be healthy and whole. So it's a subject of a lot of scary movies. It's not scary to me. I'm sort of like a clinician. I just look at, oh, yes, okay, this is there, and I clean it up. And I don't get into, well, how did it get there, or who did this to me, or it's better to just clean it up.
And move on from there. So
exactly.
We're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Althea Gray. And I do want to remind you, listeners, that you can catch The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z every Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m., live right here on Progressive Radio Network. Or you can listen to, I think we have almost 300 archived shows just on this station. And also, you can tell your friends that if they don't like listening on a computer, they actually can listen on the phone anytime. And we have our archive shows both on the archive, and you can listen to them on the phone, the last five shows. And that's by dialing 712-775-6850. That's 712-775-6850. We're going to take a little break right here and listen to A Natural Medicine Chest. And when we come back, we will be continuing our discussion with Althea Gray, who is a widely recognized healer. And we'll be right back with more.
On this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss an herb we all know and love, cinnamon.
Ah, the spicy, sweet smell of cinnamon. Everyone recognizes the familiar aroma of this common kitchen spice. But did you know that cinnamon is an exotic plant bark with a long history of medicinal use in many countries throughout the world? Cinnamon was listed as an herb with medicinal properties in Chinese literature as early as 2700 BC. It is described in the Chinese medical text, the Tang Materia Medica, written in 659 AD. Cinnamon also enjoys traditional use in Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient healing art of India. It is mentioned in the Book of Moses and has been cultivated in Ceylon and Sri Lanka since 1200 AD, where much of the world's supply is still grown.
In Europe, cinnamon was regarded as a rare and precious spice. Many pharmaceutical substances, such as cough syrups and digestive tonics, contain cinnamon. It was also used as an incense and in perfumes. According to Chamberlain, writing in France in 1887, cinnamon possesses the greatest antiseptic properties. Cinnamon is gathered from the dried inner bark of the branches of a small tropical evergreen laurel tree. The bark is peeled off, and as the pieces are dried, they curl up into quills. These are the common cinnamon sticks that are used in herb teas and for baking.
In Chinese medicine, cinnamon is one of the most widely used warming herbs to aid in circulation and digestion. It is a common ingredient in small amounts in tea used for nausea during pregnancy. It is also used following delivery to decrease hemorrhage. Cinnamon raises vitality, warms and stimulates all the vital functions of the body, counteracts congestion, improves the digestive system, relieves abdominal spasms, and aids in peripheral circulation. The essential oils contained in cinnamon include eugenol, cinnamic aldehyde, methyl eugenol, tannins, and mannitol, which give cinnamon its sweet flavor. It also contains cinzenolin and cinzenolol, which are both known insecticides.
Try putting some liquid soap and cinnamon in a spray bottle and use on plants as an organic bug repellent. Cinnamon is also included in many medicinal recipes that are used for lice, scabies, and other skin parasites. Cinnamon has antifungal, antiviral, and bactericidal activities. It has been shown to suppress E. coli, Staphylococcus, and Candida albicans.
So, listeners, the next time you inhale that sweet, spicy aroma, remember there's more to cinnamon than meets the nose as you reach into your natural medicine chest.
Once again, to more right here on Natural Alternatives and the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z Radio on Progressive Radio Network. We're so happy that you're joining us, and we love to hear from you. Best way to get in touch is just go to naturalnurse.com. That's all one word, naturalnurse.com, and there's an easy contact us button. Plus, you can actually get links to all of our radio shows there, as well as on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And you can also visit us on Facebook by just going to Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And we love to hear your comments and suggestions for topics for future shows, what's going on with you. And, of course, if you go to naturalnurse.com and click calendar, you will see all of our up-and-coming seminars and webinars. So many now, of course, are online, which really has been increasing our reach and increasing the ease with which people can access both our information, attend our classes, get CE credits for their professional life, get certifications if they're not necessarily licensed professional, but they're working on learning more about natural healing. You can get certifications in herbal medicine, homeopathy, aromatherapy. We actually have professional certifications after taking our classes in all kinds of natural healing. And also, we have a class called Career Paths in Natural Medicine. So if you're thinking of moving your professional life into something that is totally naturally oriented, we teach a full class on that as well. So again, thank you so much for joining us. And today's guest is Althea Gray. You can find her at AltheaGray.com. And she is a human potential healer. On our show, we have discussed the fact that Althea grew up with her Nicaraguan grandmother, who was a curandera, shamanic healer from Central and South America. And then she continued for years on her own path, both being intimately inspired spiritually, and also by training with many top leaders and learning many different techniques. So again, thank you so much for joining us today, Althea.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, you discussed with us a lot of really interesting things about how going through a healing can actually help people. Could you share with us, you know, perhaps a testimonial of someone who perhaps they had a physical illness or depression or some kind of thing, and then after they went through a process, which is not instant, it requires them to do some work as well, they had very positive outcomes in their life.
Well, there's one case that comes to mind that's very special to me, and this person made a huge commitment to heal and to have a better life. And when I first started working with her, her life was in chaos. Her childhood was very much like the life that she created. And she really was in a kind of a psychic nightmare. And every day was putting out a fire. And then there was self-medication with substances. And when she was referred to me, I think she thought, how could this person help me? And I systematically, and it was not easy because sometimes you begin, if you've been in a terrible state for a very long time, you think, well, this is my plight. I'm never going to get out of it. And often people have sought help through psychotherapy or sometimes being medicated, but never really getting to the bottom of what's really happening and how to get the person out of that state. And I was able to, through the different systems that I use, to eventually, and it took a year and a half, but she didn't, you know, I'd have to call her back sometimes because, you know, sometimes you feel like you go back, you want to, the cells in your body kind of want to go back to what you know, even if it's horrible. But she persevered, and today this person has a whole new life. Her children are doing well, and she has peace of mind. She has a new profession, and she's excelling in it. And I'm just so proud of her because she worked hard. Clients that work with me, I make them work hard. You know, it's not just me doing something to them. They have homework and things that they have to do. But she's just my, brings tears to my eyes. She really has done so well, and she will continue to do well. So, I get cases like that where people are just, their spirits are broken. And as I said earlier, when you have a broken spirit, it's very hard to heal. And so once we were able to restore that, she was able to let go of things that really perhaps in life sometimes we're presented with challenges, not to destroy us, but to wake us up. And all you have to do is say, oh, I'm going to look at this. This is where it took me. This is how I awakened from it. And then let it go. And I think that's the hardest thing for human beings to do, especially if they feel victimized, is to let go. Especially, and if they can't, I ask why. What is it that you still need from it? And we take
right,
that apart.
Right, it might feel so familiar as a crutch, even though it's not something that's really helping you along on your path.
Well, eventually
now,
you have to let go.
Now, if somebody decides yeah. they want to seek a healer, as, you know, I always see spiritual healing as part of a team that individuals might use on a path. If they get a physical challenge in health, they might go to a regular conventional doctor and they get only so far. Maybe their symptoms are being sedated through pharmaceutical drugs, but they feel like, wow, you know, that's not really totally helping. And now, of course, perhaps my pain is covered up for a few hours during the day by taking these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but now I'm having stomach issues, so I have to also be on a pharmaceutical for my stomach, and that's causing me then to have dry eyes. You know, it's sort of ongoing. Everyone who has one medication winds up usually on five or six. But nonetheless, the person might go, you know, I need to look more deeply about why I'm having this issue. So perhaps they'll see an integrative physician who does food allergy testing and environmental testing and really begins to look for the cause, and the person begins to change. And then it comes to them on these deeper levels that they might have been abused as a child, that might feed into both the physical and emotional stresses that they're having now, and they might go for psychological counseling. And very often people are then led to also seek spiritual healing from a healer like yourself. So how would someone know that a healer that they're choosing is in fact professional and really knows what they're doing versus someone who just decides to call themselves a healer?
Well, I think that people should use the same methods that they use to choose their doctor or homeopath or acupuncturist. Look at their training. Are they well trained? Look at their case studies. Have they had many successes in what they have in their work? Look at healers have a bend. Mine has to do more with the spiritual side of the person. Some healers are more have an orientation that's more physical. So find out what the bend is of that healer. And is that healer able to describe to you what is actually going on? So, you know, choose a healer as you would your physician or your psychotherapist or any other professional. Make a good choice.
Well, I really love on your website, AltheaGray.com, that people really can look through all these things. Like you say, meet Althea, but your website is quite deep. You really have a lot of information, such as things people should do for choosing a healer. And you shared with me specifically one case in particular on the way to driving me to the airport yesterday where you actually felt that person was not a good fit for you because they were already working with other healers and you felt that would just be confusing to their energy field. So you
That's
have
a
actually a list
point.
Of things that
yeah.
people can look into to be sure that you are the right one for them.
Yes, that is such a good point you're making because sometimes people think, more is better. And you can actually create a traffic jam, energetic traffic jam, by using too many healers. It's just like going to too many doctors and everyone prescribing different things. You can actually create more problems than not. And so same with healing. It's better that you choose one healer or perhaps two, and if you feel like it, have them communicate with each other. You know, and I like, frankly, I get referrals from doctors and therapists and naturopaths, and I send them, with the client's permission, reports of what I'm working on, what I found, and perhaps you could look at this. Healers are not physicians. They should not take on that role. They have a very specific way that they work, and a healer should know when they need to refer people to other people. And so, a healer should have that ability to be able to write out, this is what I'm doing, and this is what we have accomplished, and perhaps you can take a look at this. And
yeah, and you have a lot of very specific protocols, both for people who are working with you and for others who just want to access some of this technology. For instance, you have something called the gold treatment.
Yes.
What exactly is a gold treatment?
Well, I like healers to be able to quantify what they're doing. Just as any other practitioner out there, you want to know where the person begins and where they are energetically in the end. So I use a Bovis scale. Andre Bovis was a man during the early 1900s who created a chart to measure the amount of energy in the subtle bodies. And so what I did is expand upon that chart, and I have a way to measure how much light something has. And when a person is doing well, the average person has 14,000 units of usable light. So if you think of light equals energy equals frequency equals light. So I see everything in terms of light. Even knowledge has a measurement of light. And so does disease. Cancer, for example, on the Bovis scale, measures to 1,000, which has so little light. And fear is an emotion, has the same measurement. So you can imagine if a person who has cancer, who's in a lot of fear, that fear is actually making it difficult for them to heal. So I created a tool using two small tensor rings and gold, and I'm able, with a pendulum and a specific technique, I'm able to increase the amount of light in the subtle bodies and the subtle systems of the person so they have a better capacity to heal, a better capacity to access higher knowledge, a better capacity to meditate, a better capacity to have peace of mind. So this tool is invaluable. I originally designed it for coaches, for the Tony Robbins coaches, because often healers and coaches and therapists get burnt out themselves, and they have to have a tool to be able to work well with people. So this tool helps to bring more light into your own subtle bodies, and also you can use this with your clients or your space that you live in or your office. It clears the space and brings it up to a frequency that is compatible to wellness.
And also, you can look at this online at AltheaGray.com. You know, search through her website. She has so much going on there, but there is something under, called the Gold Treatment, and it does talk about exactly what's in the gold kit, such as a special ring that you really won't find anywhere else, which she designed. And it has also crystals and other physical things that you can set up in your house or use in your office to really enhance that healing energy. Well, once again, we are going to take a short break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, so you can hear more about all the shows that you can listen to on Progressive Radio Network. Also, our phone number where you can listen to our show on the phone is 712-775-6850. Each show has its own dedicated phone number, as well as the ever-present PRN.FM, where you can listen to any of our show archives, and also at naturalnurse.com, where you can contact us directly and also listen to our show archives there under radio shows. So we'll be right back with more from Althea Gray right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
You're listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Love, lust, and laughter. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Dr. Diana Wiley, a board-certified sex therapist and a marriage and family therapist. Guests, colleagues, authors are interviewed, and we sometimes dispense advice to create a format that is both informative and entertaining. If you can't listen live, go to the archives and even rate the show on iTunes. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope that you are coming with us.
Tune in to The Living Well Show, which will air on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on PRN, where we will offer the latest insights on natural health care, environmental issues, and all the other circumstances that help us live well and be well. Join us. We are airing on Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. on PRN.
Let's go into the mountains. We'll leave it all behind.
Progressive Radio Network. Information for the independent mind.
Right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. This is Ellen Camley, The Natural Nurse. You can get in touch at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Today, we are so happy to have as our guest a professional healer, Althea Gray, and I love the way she actually states healing as a spiritual path for human potential. In other words, increasing your light in your life, and by doing so, you increase the light in the world. So thank you so much for joining us today, Althea.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Now, I
to
know
be
one
here.
Of one of the projects you're working on is increasing the professionalism of people who call themselves a healer. What is that program about?
I have found that there are so many people who genuinely want to be good healers. And most people have a background in Reiki, but they would like to do more, and they don't know how to go about it. I believe there may be one or two schools out there that really help a healer, become more professional. But I realized that the need for healers as a part of integrative medicine is becoming more and more important part of a person's wellness and the wellness of this planet. So what I decided to do was to create an international institute for professional healers where the core courses are learning about how to run a practice, how to keep soft notes of your clients, how to interface with other healthcare professionals. What are your guidelines? Where are your boundaries as a healer? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Understanding your craft. What is a subtle body? Learning subtle anatomy. Learning just the foundations. You don't have to, you're not a medical doctor, but you should know where your heart is and where your liver is. If someone's saying they have a problem somewhere, you should understand, this organ's here. So physical, just the basics in physical anatomy. Understanding different systems of subtle healing, as aromatherapy, flower essences, essential oils, herbology, the basics of these different modalities, because you, as a healer, you should be well-rounded. You should be able to, if someone says to you, I'm doing this, this, and this, you don't have to be an expert in those things, but you should know what they are. So this institute is designed to help healers become better healers and to make them more professional.
Well, there are a lot of techniques that actually span different cultures. And one, as we move towards the end of our show today, the time has gone so quickly, but we do have time to discuss limpias. Now, anyone who knows Spanish will recognize that limpia is to clean. And healers in Central and South America have used this technique to cleanse all things that they feel make the person's spirit sick. Why don't you tell us about limpias, how you do it, and how you came to have this technique as part of your work ethic?
Well, it's interesting. Here in New Mexico, we have indigenous healers through our Native Americans that live here and the Hispanics who live here. And so Bill Richardson, a former governor, actually set in place a way for these healers to register themselves. And one of the criteria is that you have to come by your healing gifts naturally. So that's what you have to declare. Now, for me, I didn't study limpias. I just knew how to do them. And I believe I probably had the genetic material passed on to me from my grandmother. And so my technique involves, it's very intuitive, and I literally massage the body very vigorously using oils. And literally what emerges from the skin are these black seeds, and these black seeds actually have lots of stories in them, and the more complex the stories are, the more seeds come out of the body. Now, sometimes with a first limpia, people hold, because of the tendency of the human being to hold on, sometimes they're just a few, but even if I get a few, there's a huge change in the person. And when I complete a limpia, which takes about a good two full hours, removing seeds from them, I never know where they're hidden. Mostly it's on the back of the legs, and the feet and ankle area, sometimes in the navel point. Sometimes I've gotten them out of the hands. And actually, even for myself, when I finish doing Olympia, I wash my hands with natural, with plant rosemary, and I will have seeds come out of my hands from working on the person. So these seeds, the more I can release, the more the person feels better, they're more peaceful, and they have so much light emanating from them. They look completely different. So it's such a powerful tool in healing, and I do teach that, and I will be teaching that in the Institute. I think that's a wonderful tool for healers to use.
Now, I'm wondering how you came, being an herbalist, how you came to choose these particular herbs of fresh mint, rosemary, basil, and fresh limes to create the, I guess, herbal application that you do during the Olympia treatment.
Well, I have to say, it came to me intuitively. I intuit that. And then I put in place, I have special baths that I have clients take to maintain their Olympia, and they work. They work amazingly. But the Hispanic people call mint herba buena, the good herb, and it's pretty potent. I think it's so potent that I believe in homeopathy. You don't want to put mint or camphor or things as such near homeopathic remedies, because they act as a, they tend to neutralize them. Yeah?
Well, thank you so much for sharing all that great information with us today, Althea Gregg. We're coming towards the end of our show, so I'd like you to just send out sort of a healing message to all our listeners, and also the best way to get in touch with you. And you can work with people by phone if they're not near New Mexico, and you have lots of presentations coming up across the country and throughout the world, in Canada and Arizona, so they can find out more there as well.
Yes. My message to all of you is to cultivate in your life compassion, and I know that you see that word everywhere, but it's basically holding the space for someone else who is in so much pain or in so much distress that they're behaving in a way that feels really uncomfortable, and to hold that space for that person or for a situation.
Well, we have to leave with that. Thank you so much. And you can find out more at AltheaGray.com or get in touch at NaturalNurse.com. And this show will be archived, as are all our shows, on PRN.FM and at NaturalNurse.com. Till next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.